In 1904, the French scientist Henri Leblanc began a project to archive the faces of the world. It was to be a democracy of pictures, each exactly alike, each face appearing for the same amount of time, joined on a single length of film. And it was important to him, imperative even, that he should photograph everyone, that no one be left out. He would begin by photographing people who came to the cinema, already understanding that once the miracle of movement had passed, the audience would come only to see themselves, each imagining a home in the eternity of the image. The stars of cinema had not yet been invented, and placards announced that with the addition of color and sound, death would be no longer final. He was soon a familiar sight on the streets of Paris, photographing incessantly, always sure to attend any event where people might gather. Though after news of his project spread, crowds soon followed him everywhere he went. He traveled all over the world, but outside his native Paris, many regarded his camera as an instance of terror, a new kind of weapon, or worse, a new kind of God. After leaving home, he had to find new ways to attract his subjects, to bring them in front of his camera. Here, his wife is seen feeding a group of schoolchildren from Senegal. It was the last roll of film he would ever expose. When he saw it, he knew right away that his project would never be finished. That while he had traveled to the ends of the earth, he had managed only to make a portrait of himself.